My name is Nkosi Khona Andile Bakumalo. I am from KwaZulu-Natal in Newcastle. I work for the city of Ekurhuleni Metropolitan as a firefighter. A firefighter is a person who preserves life. It's somebody who must love other people, somebody who have a passion to serve his community. Being a firefighter, it's complicated. You know, you expect the unexpected. Remember, we are in emergency services. Now, you wait for a call, you wait for an emergency. So each day differs. 7 o'clock, we are there. You check the vehicles, you check your equipment, you do everything. Then, now you wait for a call. But then, you don't just sit down and like, okay, let's wait for a call to come in. Remember, there must be an in-house training. You know, you guys need to always remind yourselves with the equipment that you are using. So there must be an in-house training. Before the call again, we know, okay, sharp, now we are in here at work. We've done checking our equipment. We've done checking our vehicles. We are ready for a call. Any call that might come in, we are ready. Our department requires number one, to be physically fit. Hence, when somebody wants to come and join us, we start with evaluating that certain person. Our young generations need to understand that metric is very much important. We need metric, preferably with maths and science, because here you will be dealing with a lot of calculations. You're dealing with hydraulics. Those who are doing science, you know, they will understand what I'm talking about. You will need a PLS, which is a basic life support, or ambulances. Then here in fire, why do we need the medical qualification? Because now you will ask me, but you guys are doing fire, you know. Let's say now you go out on sea, then somebody is bent inside there. What are you going to do? Are you going to wait for an ambulance to come and maybe do a resource that person? You know, you need to be able to be medically orientated, at least an entry level for you to get it here. And then you need also to have a firefighter one, firefighter two. You need to have an hazmat awareness and hazmat operation. Now we're dealing with the fire. We're no longer on medical. Once you have all those qualifications, then you need also now to have, and it's an entry level, a code 10 or a code 14. Why code 14? These fire engines, the big ones, they are the code 14s. So you need to be able to drive. People are thinking that being a firefighter is nice. You know, they see this fire engine, wow, it's fascinating, the sirens and all those stuff. There is nothing that you can say, yeah, imnandi, go by firefighter. Imnandi, if you love your job, if to you it's a calling, you know. But they say, if a plume must have been the case, this is a valley. To me, being a firefighter, it must come as a calling, you know, because I mean, if you do not have love for people, how can you like save lives, and how can you be effective when you are called for an emergency response?